Welcome to your five for the day. In the library of the United States Congress, there is a little blue box kept in a small closet that once held the library's rarities. The label on the box reads, Contents of the President's Pockets on the night of April the 14th, 1865. That was the fateful night Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. There are five things in the box. A handkerchief embroidered A. Lincoln, a country boy's penknife, a spectacles case repaired with string, a purse containing a $5 bill, and some old and worn newspaper clippings. The clippings are concerned with the great deeds of Abraham Lincoln, and one of them actually reports a speech by John Bright, which says that Abraham Lincoln is one of the greatest men of all times. Today, that's common knowledge. The world now knows that British statesman John Bright was right in his assessment of Lincoln. But in 1865, millions shared quite a contrary opinion. The president's critics were fierce and many. He was a lonely agony of a life that reflected the suffering and turmoil of his country ripped to shreds by hatred and a cruel, costly war. There is something touchingly pathetic in the mental picture of this great leader seeking solace and self-assurance from a few old newspaper clippings as he reads them under the flickering flame of a candle all alone in the Oval Office. So loneliness stalks even in the White House where the buck stops. We may suffer from loneliness when we have less quality social contact than we would like. As a result, we may experience constant feelings of sadness, anger, or helplessness. Over time, this can cause us to feel depressed or anxious, question our self-worth. Do other people hate me? Or make us believe our situation will never improve. Nobody will ever like me. These feelings can cause us to withdraw into ourselves and spend time contemplating unhappy feelings and thoughts instead of having fun or pursuing goals. Many times we can feel all alone, even if we are around other people. It can be hard to define exactly when we will experience loneliness, but it is usually felt when we feel we have less than others. For example, we may feel we have less support than other people or have less meaningful people in our lives than we used to have. Everyone struggles with loneliness at some point. Whether you're going through something hard that you don't think anyone else understands, or you're facing a change in life where you just feel alone. One of the earliest words of God in the book of Genesis is that it is not good for man to be alone. God's word provides hope and strength and has much to say about loneliness. If you're feeling alone today, consider these verses. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So there is someone who is closer than a brother and is always with us, the Lord Jesus Christ, who wants to be our Saviour and our friend.